system designed to give both employers and employees faster, smarter, and more secure access to pension services online. With iCare, employers can now submit returns and make contributions, while members can check their statements, update their details, and interact with NAFSA anytime, anywhere. iCare, transformation in service delivery, built for efficiency, accuracy, and customer satisfaction. iCare, powered by NAFSA, built for you. Visit www.napsa.co.zm or call our toll-free line 677 for more details. NAFSA, be smart, secure your future. The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAFSA. Bringing you all of the press news from Lusaka, Zimbabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Committee Action Against Corruption opposes proposals to increase budgetary funding for the Anti-Corruption Commission. ECZ record no leakages, but almost 500 malpractices recorded during the GCE 2025 exams. In international news, WHO begins Ebola vaccinations in DRC as outbreak spreads. In sports, Morocco is set to host in the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Community Action Against Corruption has opposed proposals to increase budgetary funding for the Anti-Corruption Commission, arguing that the agency's poor performance stems from weak and politically influenced leadership rather than limited resources. CAAC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Temple told reporters that simply allocating more money will not improve the ACC's effectiveness. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Temple said the Commission's shortcomings arise from the appointment of leaders chosen to appease political interests or reward loyalty instead of their capacity to fight corruption. Mr. Temple added that for over 30 years, most directors, director generals and board members have been selected based on their closeness to the ruling party with little expertise in combating corruption. He stressed that the ACC's biggest obstacle in the absence of strong, independent leadership, without addressing these structural flaws, Mr. Temple warned additional funding would only entrench failure and undermine an impartial fight against corruption.
The problem this is where is the type of leadership which is there. We have to understand the leadership by first looking at the system that are used to appoint those people there as director general, as board members. These people, they are appointed for their proximity and for their proximity to the sitting regime, and in most cases they are the ones who introduce selective type of corruption inside. So all the areas of the Anti-Corruption Commission, they are rooted in administrative failure, not in funding. So we can improve funding the way we want, but the Anti-Corruption Commission will continue failing, not until we address the structural inefficiencies and structural impediments that make the Anti-Corruption Commission to fail to perform up to the expectation of the people of Zambia.
496 cases of examination malpractice were recorded during the 2025 General Certificate of Education and Junior Secondary External National Examinations. Speaking during the announcement of the 2025 GCE and Junior Secondary External Examination results today, Minister of Education Douglas Yakalima disclosed that while there was no leakage of question papers, the cases involved collusion, assistance and smuggling of unauthorized materials. 17 of the cases were reported during the Junior Secondary External Examination, while the bulk 479 cases occurred in the GCE exams. Mr. Siakalima said the results of all affected candidates have been withheld pending investigations by the ECZ Board Committee. Meanwhile, over 138,000 candidates registered for the junior secondary external exam and about 149,000 for the GCE, noting that female candidates continue to outnumber males in both examinations. Government has since warned that it will not tolerate any form of malpractice and that offenders will face the law. In another development, former Defense Minister and former Western Province Minister Dr. Richwell Siamunene has questioned the independence of the Electoral Commission of Zambia chairperson, arguing that the current mode of appointment by the Republican president makes it difficult to guarantee free and fair elections. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show this morning, Dr. Siamunene said the chairperson is often placed in a vulnerable position, living in fear of losing his job should the ruling party be voted out of office. He is of the view that the ECZ should instead have a board mandated to appoint the chairperson, a move he said would enhance the institution's credibility and autonomy. Dr. Siamunene stated that this will ensure that when given the mandate to manage elections, the chairperson will do so fairly and freely without looking to the political party in power for instruction. He added that such reforms would protect the office holder from job insecurity in the event of a change of government, thereby strengthening Zambia's democratic process.
So, there's no security there, okay? So what we will be doing, that even when she is told to say, can you manipulate the election in the favor of this party, because you belong to this party, once we are out of power, you are also out, and somebody is earning an income from that and feels that if I leave this, then I'll have no income. That's security of office. So what will happen, that person will be acting according to the instruction of that those in government. Because they are staying, they are perpetuating in power, if they perpetuate themselves in power, that means that that person will also remain in that office. For fear of leaving the office, we will do according how the other those in government want him or her to do.
Swala Pilu, a non-governmental organization committed to suicide prevention and mental health advocacy, says the recent suicide cases involving a police officer and a teacher highlight the urgent need for mental health support in public sector. Organization Executive Director Mary Kufanga says the two suicide incidences raise urgent questions about mental health and well-being of public service workers. In an interview, Ms. Kufanga said defense and security duties are not only demanding but challenging, where officers are often exposed to high levels of stress, trauma, and emotional burdens, yet with limited access to safe spaces for mental health support or psychosocial counseling. She is therefore urging the police command to treat the recent suicide case involving a police officer with seriousness it deserves, hence calling for the establishment of mental health support systems, internal counseling, and psychosocial support units within the service. She further emphasized the need to subject officers to regular mental health checks, as well as introduction of mandatory mental health screening programs as part of the routine health assessment for officers.
As Swala Pilu, we are calling upon the Inspector General of Police and the entire command structure of the Zambia Police Service to treat this matter with the seriousness it deserves. We are urgently appealing for the following action to be done. Mental health support system. Establish internal counseling and psychosocial support units within Zambia Police for confidential, professional and